The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Jess Kelly, how are you?
Are you allowed to talk to me?
I'm allowed to. I am going. She says she's going to kill me, but I am allowed to talk to you.
Okay, cool.
Now, you have this very fancy. Are we allowed? It is a laptop, isn't it?
It's a laptop. Yeah. So Surface is a range of laptops from Microsoft. They first came knocking around about 5 or 6 years ago. And the tagline was, it's the laptop to, or the tablet to replace your laptop. In that the first iterations of this had a.
You could take it off,
you
couldn't
could rip it off. Yeah. And it was a very satisfying rip. If you watch Off the Ball AM, the lads use one in studio. So that's the device that we're talking about. It had a little kickstand and it was gorgeous. Since that time, they've brought out 5 or 6 versions of that, but they've also introduced a new stem, and it is the Surface laptop. So the first version came out last year. It is an incredible device. It's the device that I use every day of the week. But now they've brought out the Laptop 2. And it is incredible. As I said to you earlier on, if I won the lotto in the morning, this is the first thing I would go and buy.
But you nearly do need to win the lotto because they are quite expensive.
They're a little bit expensive. So this one that we have in studio now starts at €1,500, which is an investment. But what you're getting for your money, I gave it to you when I was in here earlier on. It's a very neat, very lightweight, considering the power of it, device. It fits into a backpack. It's just an absolute dream to use. I brought the original laptop with me to Las Vegas last week for the Consumer Electronics Show, and it is just incredible. Now, if you swipe up on that screen, because this is actually a touchscreen device as well, so you can...
It's trying to find me.
So it's trying to,
it's trying to find you, actually, is it?
Yeah, so it's trying to find my face. So when I set this up, and the setup, I can tell you now, is an absolute dream. It takes about 3 minutes to do, and when you're doing it, you can set it so that the front webcam finds your face, and all I have to do is look at it, and it unlocks.
Yes, well, looking at my ugly mush here now, and it does not recognize.
I'd be devastated if it unlocked for you, thinking it was.
Let's see if it'll unlock for your.
So
your
I'm not going to touch anything.
Yeah.
Now the only thing is there's a lot of lights in here, so let's just see if we can get it. Hang on, wait, you've got it on the number screen. So basically, there are backup options so that if you can't get it to unlock, you can set a pin to it. And for some reason, it's not finding me. So let's just do this.
But it also it works like the iPhone X.
Exactly,
the
facial recognition, yeah. All that kind of stuff, which is just an absolute dream. One thing to note, if you are a glasses wearing human, as I am, you may have to register your face twice. So take one with your glasses off and one with your glasses on, because it won't recognise, which is an absolute pain in the face.
Now, what I love about the Mac, which is, and I'm a Mac obsessive, as you know, is the speed with which it responds. So in other words, like the old type of laptop, you close it down and you may as well just write off 20 minutes for it to come back on.
Yeah.
The Mac doesn't operate that way. Has this caught up to that?
Oh, it's just unreal. And this is one of the things, and it may sound very millennial and very moany, but I love opening the lid of a laptop and being working within 10 seconds. That's what I want. This has an incredible solid state drive. So you literally just open it, press the power on button, it sees your face, and then you're into your work. I edit quite a bit, photographs, videos, and so on. It was able to do that. There's no lag at all. What I also like as well, and we did touch upon this initially, is that yes, it's expensive. So as I said, it starts from €1,500. You're getting 8 gigs of RAM, plenty of storage space, an incredible processor, but you can go up further and further. So sometimes we get people who want a really good solid laptop that they'll have for years for their business or for heavy duty editing and so on. So you can pay, I think it goes up to almost €3,000 in terms of the cost.
You can add, or you can always add.
You can tweak, so you can add more RAM or you can add more storage. I have to say, it's an absolute dream. Click on the keyboard, feel the click.
It's very soft.
Oh, it's
you
just
can't
beautiful.
Hear that.
It's very, but it's, you still get a click, and that's one of the little weird things that I like on a device. Really, really niggly little point that I didn't like
about
it.
Yes, I was going to say, you are in love with this machine. There has to be something you don't like about it.
Okay, so I don't know if it's a me problem or if it's a laptop problem. I think this is the medical term, but you know the fat bit of your hand?
Yes.
Like under your thumb?
Yes.
So when I'm typing, for some reason, the fat bit of my hand keeps on hitting the trackpad and so the mouse clicks. which is so irritating.
I have that same problem with my Mac because it has the little touch bar.
Yeah.
And every time I go to press delete, I activate Siri. And I have cursed at that poor woman more often than I've actually pressed the delete button.
Yeah, no, it's so frustrating.
And we have all these little things, which is unusual. But it's a big thumbs up anyway.
It's a huge thumbs up. If you are getting it, my advice to you would be to deactivate the trackpad and buy an external mouse, and you will just absolutely love it.
Some quick questions, if we can. Best iPad options as a present for a not very tech-savvy mother, where to buy and what option? That's from Callum.
You don't necessarily have to go for an iPad. iPads are absolutely amazing, but if she's not very tech-savvy, chances are she won't get the full value of the incredible software that comes on an iPad. Look at something maybe like the Samsung Tab A or Tab E. These are very affordable devices. They start in and around €99, go up as far as €249, and will tick all the same boxes. You can do basic internet search, email, and so on. If you are adamant that you want an iPad, go on to the Apple website and they have a refurbished section where you can buy almost secondhand tablets. They're completely refurbished, come full warranty and so on, but they'd be a good bit cheaper. Yeah. I wouldn't go out and pay full whack.
And don't underestimate your mammy, because she's probably going to be able to operate whatever you give her. Ollie says, I currently have an iPhone 6. I'm due an upgrade in February. I'm on the road for my job. My iPhone spends most of the day charging. Oh man, Ollie, I know your pain. I've always had iPhones, wondering what's the best option.
Okay, I'm going to say something that everyone who listens to the show every week will know that I'm going to say. Go for a Huawei. I'm using a Huawei Mate 20 Pro at the moment. I had this in Vegas with me last week. I was getting up and working a full day shooting video, recording audio, taking photographs, and I still had about 15% battery at the end of the day, and that was about 17 hours later. In terms of battery life, you will not get better than the Huawei Mate 20 Pro.
Okay, one of the things, he wants to hear a call off the Bluetooth car kit. He says the iPhone speaker is terrible. But that's probably the car kit rather than the phone, wouldn't
it? Yeah, like there are so many different variables when trying to fit a phone into a car kit. As I said, I'm using this phone and haven't come across any issues. So.
I'm looking for a budget laptop for my son who can be careless with things, so it needs to be durable. He's a student, but not a gamer, says Pat, who has very mixed opinions on his son.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I completely understand all of those things. What I would recommend for a student, if you're looking for an affordable laptop, is go for something like a Chromebook. HP and Acer do great Chromebooks. These are devices that you basically just have a browser on them. You can do a lot of your college work in the likes of Google Docs and so on. They're much more affordable, and the good news is they're incredibly durable.
Now, the reason why they told me not to talk to Kira, because we've more questions to get through.
Oh, did you use up all my time?
A little bit, yes.
Ah, Jonathan.
Sorry about that. But one before we go. Sharon missed the name of the laptop we're talking about there. So give us that again.
This is the Microsoft Surface Laptop 2, and I highly recommend it.
And you can get it where?
Curry's PC World, and you can also get it from the Microsoft website as well. So if you want to buy direct from Microsoft, you can do so.
That's a good idea. Jess Kelly, thank you very much indeed. Tech Talk is on.
Tech Talk is on Sunday at 6 p.m. And this week I'm playing table tennis with a robot.
That can only go well for the robot. That's
exactly
all I'd say. Thank you very much for that.